Welcome to New Leadership Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce to you the bodacious woman herself, Miss Anne Bennett. Anne, would you take it from here?
Well, thank you so much, Tanya. This is so much fun. Today I'm going to speak a little bit about brand brilliantly, market like Madonna, and profit like a rock star. And what does that actually mean for us as entrepreneurs? So, having a brand, first of all, people think a brand is a logo or a tagline or how you dress, but it's really none of those things. Those are part of the things, but they're not the real underlying driver for a brilliant brand. So really, a brilliant brand is something that represents who you are, represents yourself. It's really a vibe. It's your unique energy signature. It's memorable and leaves people with clarity about you, what you do, and why you're the only one to really help them get the results that they want to achieve. You know, and I want to use a couple of big examples of iconic brands that we're all familiar with. So we've got Oprah. She's nurturing, gracious, she's spiritual, and that's really why we feel connected to her. So you want to look and see, like, how could I use, if I'm nurturing or I have a spirituality, or I have, a sense of myself as super nurturer, how can I boost that in my brand or in what I do and what I say? And then you have Madonna. My favorite, she's bold, brassy, and a disruptor. And wherever she goes, she has a point of view, she brings controversy, and that's why we follow her. We want to see, well, what is that girl up to? What is she saying now? You can agree or disagree, it kind of doesn't matter, but it's more about having a point of view. So you want to look in your own business, like, gee, how could I pump up my point of view in my business or my values in my business? Maybe you're someone who, as most entrepreneurs, we have a way of doing what it is we do, and we interrupt the status quo most of the time when we're in our businesses and building our businesses, not necessarily in a bad way. I describe renegades as people who are driven to interrupt the status quo and create something that's bigger and better than themselves. So you might be one of those people. You might be kind of a disruptor. So you want to look in, how can I dial that up in my business, have a stronger point of view about my services or my products? And then the third person I like to use is Steve Jobs and Apple. All about innovation, simplicity, and design. And really, Apple is not selling computers. They never were. They were really selling Steve Jobs' values. He enrolled us in his values of what he thought was important. So you want to look at, like, how can I pump up my values and represent them in my business? And how can I speak to people from my values, not necessarily from what my product or service actually is as a strategy and a tactic. So then, the biggest problem for service professionals is not attracting enough ideal clients and not really making the money that they would like to make in their business. But that's really not the actual problem. It's a symptom. What the real problem is most professionals don't know how to articulate their brilliance and laser in on it. You really can't see your own eyebrows. So the problem is you don't know how to articulate your brilliance, zero in on it, and turn it into a brand that will attract your ideal clients and allows you to make a big impact and earn a great income. So we're really going to look at that today. I'm going to really delve into a few ways to show you how to do that. Because what I've discovered, and I was just talking to Tanya about this, what I've really discovered is it's the amount of you that you put into your business that actually separates you from everybody else. So we're going to talk about how you can capture your market with your unique message, how to zero in on what you're naturally brilliant and attractive, what makes you that way naturally, not like you have to slap it on or pretend or be somebody else. And what makes you unique and actually stand out in the marketplace? What is that thing, that secret sauce, really, that only you bring? Only you bring to what it is you're doing. So it's your 1%. It's your personality. It's your point of views. I was talking about your values and how you show up for other people. So I used to be one hell of a rebel till I figured out that rebels don't really make that much money. You know, it kind of dawned on me, as a brand, it's brilliant. To be a rebel brand is like extraordinary. So you want to look at, I like to use Richard Branson. You know, Branson was an adventurer, and he's got about $5 million brand, I would say, $5 billion brand. But, you know, his whole thing is like, screw it, let's do it. Then you have someone like Lady Gaga, who's like $275 million for her brand. And Gaga is really about monster loyalty and how do you create really being yourself and embracing who you actually are. And then my favorite bad boy, Elon Musk, $22 billion brand. I mean, cars on Mars, he is so out there. He's so crazy that he's launching SpaceX, and you could actually... it'd be a vacation to circle the earth. That totally cracks me up. So it's really your brand. It's your brilliant brand that fuels your success. And what you want to do and look at for yourself, and what we're going to kind of talk about today, is how do you put the right amount of you? How do you discover your greatness? What makes you unique to other people? And how do you put that into your business in the right amount, so that your clients can see you and they want to work with you and they get that you're not only the person to work with, but you're the only person to really work with. So, you know, before we kind of show you how to do that, how to begin to like really dig in there, I'm going to tell you a little bit about myself. You know, I grew up in California. My father was a high school principal. And I decided to be an artist early on. It was kind of like, I want to make my own rules and follow the beat of my own drum and do whatever I want. So that's kind of what I ended up doing. I became an artist. I moved to New York City and hated it so much. I stayed there for 25 years and built a rather large career in magazine art direction, working from every magazine known to man, actually, from Popular Mechanics to Vogue. And I'm fond of saying the devil really does wear Prada. But the thing that really got me into doing the business that I do today is that I was coming out of a coffee store in the morning from the gym on my way to work, and I looked up into the sky because all these people were standing on the corner looking up. And I saw the first plane hit the World Trade Center. And it was in that moment that I was like, whoa, just completely awestruck would be the right word, just totally confused. And by the time the second plane hit, I knew that we were in deep trouble, that something was terribly wrong, that we were being attacked in some way. And it really, my DNA rearranged. It just rearranged in that moment. Like so many people that were very close to ground zero, it really devastated everything that I thought was important. And I started to look inward, look at who am I as a person? What really makes me me? I studied Jerry Nestor Hicks and Marianne Williamson and a lot of different growth and development types of programs, which I continue to do to this day, because I believe that building a business is the biggest growth and development program that we'll ever do. So that's what really shifted everything for me. I gave up on the glitz and the glamour, really, of New York and being all about kind of high-powered New Yorker, to really looking at how could I help other people? What, how could I bring my talent, skills, and abilities, what makes me unique, into my own business? And as soon as I did that is when my business really started to take off. So, you know, we all have energy signatures and we have a unique genius. And that's why people are attracted to us. That's why people want to be with you specifically. So how do we start to uncover what that actually is? You might feel like you have an inner rebel that wants to become a superhero or an outer rock star. You have a hidden message, and it's really my brilliance is at highlighting it, illustrating it, and telling it in words and really putting together a brand that you can really stand on, and be very, very grounded in your business. So the first mistake that people do is they think that it's smart to fit in when it's really brilliant and profitable to stand out. And so what do I mean by fitting in? Like, you might go to events and talk about, you know, what your services are. Like, this is what you do. And ironically, nobody really wants to know what you do. Nobody really cares how much you know until they know how much you care. But we all do it. You know, we all kind of go, okay, let me just tell you everything about, you know, my school, how much schooling I've had. You kind of end up saying your resume. And people kind of glaze over if you talk about your products, you're talking about all of your background and credentials that you have. Nobody honestly really cares. So one of the ways that you can really look to differentiate yourself is to ask empowering questions of yourself. So you start to look at, here's some questions you can consider. People love me because. They love me because. Why are they always engaging with me? What kind of quirky things? What's kind of quirky about you? What don't you tell people enough about? You know, what are you naturally good at that maybe you dismiss as it's really not that big of a deal? You know, you just take a moment to really reflect on what that is. You're going to start to look at why people are attracted to you. I know Tanya and I were talking about just being yourself, and then all of a sudden people want to be with you. People ask me all the time, well, Anne, you're so charismatic. I'm not charismatic. And I'm like, yes, you are. We all are fascinated by each other. We really are. It's just that when you cover yourself up, then you're not distinct and people aren't that interested because you just kind of blend in. So really, charisma is being fully self-expressed and being able to truly be yourself. So you want to look at, let's look at some of these rock star characteristics of the disruptor. How does this work in your brand? So if you are a disruptor, if you identify as a disruptor, doesn't mean you're not a nurturer. It doesn't mean you're not an innovator. It just means that when you walk into the room, people see a rock star, or they see someone with a point of view that's going to challenge them on their viewpoint. So you want to look like, is that me? And if it is me, how does it show up in my brand? Is it communicated in my copy? For me, it's like, be unapologetically you, or nobody wants to be stared at unless they're stunning, or hot women rock. All these expressions and stuff are coming out of the actual essence of my brand, because I happen to be a disruptor. So if you are one of those types of people, you want to look at how does it show up in my copy? Or say you're nurturing and you're really a helpful person. You're a really nice person, like Oprah, for instance. You know, you might think, well, I'm kind of super helpful and nurturing. So great. So how is that reflected in your headshots and your photographs? Are you taking photographs that are warm and yummy and everybody just wants to hug you because you're so nurturing? Or are you a healer and your photographs look like you're a rock star? It's not aligned with the feeling tone that you really want to present to people. So you want to think about that. Or maybe you're a geek. Maybe you love technology, science, and math, and you're like, hey, you have an inner geek. You just love organizing stuff. So I have clients that are just like this. They're so awesome. So you want to look at how is that reflected in the benefits of working with you. Do you tell people, I just geek out on structure? In fact, I feel really uncomfortable if there isn't a structure. So I work with people to really put structures in their business because I love it so much. That's going to attract a lot of people to you that actually need what it is you do. The second mistake is not having a crystal clear message. So when you don't have a crystal clear message that grabs your ideal client and magnetizes them to work with you, they don't see you in a crowded marketplace. There's 1.8 billion websites out there right now. And in order to really stand out, you've got to be different. So when you don't, when you're not doing this, you talk too much and you're it confuses people and you get boring and you start to distract people. They get very distracted because they're like, I don't know what this person is really talking about. You over talk about what you do instead of about results that you actually get for people. When you have a crystal clear message, people don't always know exactly what you do, like all the pieces of what you do, but they want it like crazy. They just know they want to be with you. And whatever you are teaching, they're going to look to see, is it something that could really be valuable to them? So, you know, you might be somebody who really has a big vision and you think differently and you want to change the world. I think that's completely awesome. I think most entrepreneurs have that desire to really make a big impact. So how do you do that? I call it power words that inspire. So it's an action step. I'm just going to give it to you really quick. Write down 3 words that describe you in the zone. When your personality disappears and all of a sudden you are right in the zone, there are some words of ways of being that you actually are. Very powerful. Mine are innovative, passionate, and fun. So you want to think about it. What 3 words really describe you? And are you using those words in your marketing and in your brand? Very, very important. Are you really expressing it as part of your brand message? Do you share those words with other people? When you do that, that's what inspires them. People really work with people that inspire them, that they connect with, and that they can really see the power of what that person has to solve their problem. The third mistake is not having a unique system. You want to have a unique system or a step-by-step system so that people can really see the power of what you do and see the potential impact of what you do. So it's kind of like Jeff Bezos. You know, I've heard it this said, I love this, that he didn't invent shopping, but he really simplified shopping and people fell in love with Amazon, kind of taking over the world at this point. So what a brilliant brand really does is gives you visibility, impact, and profits. So that's really what you want to think about when you're looking to really benefit yourself by unleashing your inner rebel and transforming your revenue. You know, it starts with how can I really become visible and have an impact on other people. Keep in mind that people are buying you and they're waiting for you to show up. So make yourself stand out. Again, I'm Ann Bennett, Renegade Branding. Oh, it looks like I have 5 more minutes. Let me tell you a story about one of my clients. So one of my clients was a marriage and family therapist. His name is Todd Krieger. And when Todd came to me, he was really good at what he did, right? Like most of us, really good at what he did. So he came to me and he's been in his business for about 20 years, making about the same amount of money, had a garage full of books because he was told you were supposed to write a book. So he did, but he was making roughly about 100K and he didn't really know how to make himself distinct or different than any of the other marriage and family therapist. He was kind of what I call a Ben Stiller personality. Really nice guy. I think his tagline at the time was something like, be the best you can be. And I'm like, really? I just, very, very vanilla, okay? So what we did was, I was like, Todd, we got to up your X factor. We've got to take you from this Ben Stiller type to something that was more, I know he's geeky. He's kind of a geeky guy, like Ben Stiller. But we wanted to kind of up-level him to being a sexy geek. So I branded him towards the feeling tone of a Justin Timberlake. And when we did that, he totally transformed. He transformed how he saw himself in the world, how other people saw him. It even changed his personal life with his wife. But the biggest thing for him in his business was we changed his tagline to making the world safe for love. And he started getting like 4,000 hits to his website. He speaks a lot. He got on Oprah Network and started to work with clients in a specific niche on infidelity, not just marriage and family therapy, which is really broad, but he really honed in on one of his specialties, and we just built it out in such a way that he now has a waiting list for people to work with him, and he doesn't have the same problems that he came to me with, which is great. He's making about $500,000, which, if you know anything about marriage and family therapists, they mostly make about $65K. So Todd has really elevated himself through his branding into a totally different category. One of my other clients, Susanna, came to me and she'd been working for someone else and she's like, Ann, I want to go out on my own. I'm like, great, let's write a signature talk. Let's find out what makes you unique. But what I do is I go with my clients, we look at them, I call it the brand story DNA of their entire life. We look at stories from every decade of their life, and then we put that together into a small 3-minute talk that's inserted into a signature talk formula. And when Susanna did that, all of a sudden she was like, oh my God, she raised her prices because she understood how valuable she actually is to other people, and that she's actually been doing what she's been doing her entire life, not just a section of her life where she studied something and learned acupuncture and nutrition. She actually had been doing it since she was a kid. And so that really raised her confidence level. And she went out and made $15,000 the first 3 months that she worked with me. And it was like a miracle for her. But really all we did was really dial in those specific things about her personal brand and then how she could go out and talk about it in such a way that would enroll people to come to work with her and see her as the expert and the only person to really, for them to really work with. She's extraordinary, but there's a lot of healers out there. There's a lot of nutritionists out there. You know, there's one on every corner. How are you going to up your visibility, your impact, and your profits? So really, it's in the uniqueness of your personal brand and how you wrap your personality and the essence of who you are around your talent, skills, and abilities to create a standout brand, to create the visibility. So it's really about you being you and how much of that to put into your business, to talk about, to really show your clients that you are the person to really get the results for them that they are looking to get. So it's visibility, impact, and profits. Just wanted to offer you guys, I don't know if Tanya's going to come back on.